From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Greece debt crisis on the brink. Thousands of demonstrators marched Sunday in European cities. In a show of anti-austerity solidarity on the eve of an emergency summit aimed at keeping the debt-ridden Greek government from defaulting on its European loan payments, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras presented new proposals to European leaders on Sunday, speaking by phone with French President François Hollande, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker. The leaders are trying to reach agreement that will allow Greece to make a $1.5 billion euro payment to the International Monetary Fund by a June 30th deadline. Inability to make the payment could lead to Greece's exit from the eurozone. Islamic State militants have reportedly placed mines throughout the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Palmyra in Syria. According to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the explosives were laid down on Saturday. The observatory director says it is not known if the purpose is to blow up the ruins or to prevent regime forces from advancing into the town. Pope Francis says the plight of migrants seeking to escape war and poverty in North Africa and the Middle East brings tears to his eyes. Speaking before a group of laborers in the Italian city of Turin Sunday, the Pope decried what he said is a system that treats people like merchandise and said the refugees should not be blamed for trying to get jobs. The Obama administration is congratulating the people of Mali for the peace agreement signed Saturday between Tuareg rebels and the government. A U.S. spokesman said Sunday the U.S. will stand by the Malian people as they implement the deal. This is VOA News. Worshippers returned to a South Carolina church on Sunday for the first service since a white man gunned down a Bible study group at the historic African-American church last week. Visiting minister Reverend Norvell Goff stood in for the pastor of Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in the southeast city of Charleston. Clementa Pinckney was among the nine killed Wednesday in what police are investigating as a hate crime. Visitors from Charleston and as far away as California packed into the house of worship. The suspect in the mass shooting, Dylan Roof, is jailed in Charleston after being charged with nine counts of murder and one count of criminal possession of a firearm. Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia have attacked a National Intelligence Agency compound in the capital. At least three of the attackers were killed. The raid in the National Intelligence and Security Agency base in Mogadishu Sunday started with a suicide car bombing. The agency said it knew of the attack in advance and was able to block it. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is scheduled to meet several of his European Union counterparts today before the June 30th deadline for an international court on Tehran's nuclear program. The final round of talks on the Iranian nuclear program are to begin later in the week. Egypt will be sending an ambassador to Israel. That move is getting high praise from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We've been informed by the government of Egypt that it is dispatching an ambassador to Israel. This is an important piece of news. We appreciate it. It's something that has been that is deeply welcomed in Israel.
Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi recalled his ambassador in 2012 in the wake of an Israeli attack on the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Deadly clashes raged Sunday in northern Afghanistan where Taliban insurgents have seized a key district but lost control of another to Afghan National Security Forces. Authorities in northern Kunduz province say the Taliban established control of the key Chardara district and Afghan security forces are battling the insurgents to halt their advances on the provincial capital. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter will be visiting Europe this week, urging NATO allies to adopt a new kind of threat from Russia. In the East, NATO plans to review ideas and plans following the Kremlin's annexation of Crimea and its military support for Ukrainian separatists. Defense ministers will also discuss increasing alliance involvement in the fight against Islamic State militants. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.